Hey folks, let me try to do something here, which is kind of weird. I don't have a good picture of this thing. All I have is these images that were created by other people or taken by some deep space telescope of this little thing reflecting light in deep space, and they're claiming that it's. Some people are now starting to claim that it's a. It might be a ship that they. Theoretically, picked up radio frequencies from this ship, but they don't go into detail about any of it. They just say they suspect that somebody or some group has discovered this. Okay, so a lot of what ifs are going on. There's no names behind any of it. Just looking at the outside, because the inside, I feel like I'm trying to penetrate whatever this is, and it's pretty big. But it just feels like it's not, for some reason, I'm not being able to penetrate. And this has happened before. I just bounce right off of the idea of trying to go inside this thing, and it's for something's blocking me. So that's fine. Is there a radio frequency coming from this thing? If there is, I'm not picking anything up on that one. I can sense one thing though, is that there's a reflectivity on its surface. Does that mean light is bouncing off? Yeah, I do. That means there's light bouncing off of it. Is there light coming from it? Is it exuding its own light? I'm not getting a clear answer on that one. Usually that means no. But if it's not next to a star system, it wouldn't reflect any light because there's no stars that can go out there, or the amount of time it would take for a sunlight to hit it, reflect off of it, and then be seen by our own instruments here on Earth would take quite some time. Now they're also saying that this could be, I haven't seen them declare if it's within our star system, like is it near the orbital path of Pluto, or is it further in towards closer to another planet, closer, towards our star, and then at that particular point, yeah, I can see maybe we can see it from our telescopes and whatnot because the light reflecting will be a little bit faster. But I don't think they've said that it is within our star system. I think they said it's approaching our star system at an angle, not directly at the star, but within a certain pathway that might come close to the orbital path of one or two of our planets, of the planets within our system. So that is possible that we might be able to pick it up, but it's not going to be fast. It might take 2 or 3 days to see that, or 3 or 4 days to see a reflection of that. And I don't know how good a quality they're going to be able to see anything other than a little blip of light. So with that being said, the other thing I'm wondering about here is. Some people have said that this might be a transporter for some type of intelligence. Now, we can't identify what the ship looks like. So I'm assuming that it's supposed to look like a rock. But could it be an actual starship? Yeah, it could be. In fact, what I'm picking up here is that a lot of people, that know about this, in their own imaginations, are making it into looking like either a hidden ship with inside of a rock, or it's actually just a fully exposed ship, and it has, everybody has their own idea of the design. But if this is a ship that can travel through space, and it's going at the speed that it is, which is really slow, and relatively speaking, as far as wanting to travel between star systems, this thing is going ridiculously slow. So it's got to have some kind of life support system energy on it that is very long lasting. Now, putting away the imagination and moving back to this trajectory and its potential for showing up to our eyes, I'm seeing a flip, meaning that it will be followed for a little while, then the mainstream underground news, such as people like myself, we'll talk about this now, but it'll die out for updates within a few weeks or maybe a month. There's also people saying that this ship may arrive, if it is a ship, will arrive within our space. Now keep in mind, when I say space, I'm not talking Earth's visual field. I'm talking about just within our star system, because I don't know where it's going to go exactly. Some people have, they know exactly what the map looks like. Well, if it's a ship that has under its own power, then we have no idea where it's going to go. The theory is that some of the people are saying that it's probably going to come close to Earth and possibly be a problem. One or two people that I've noticed have even said there's a theory. It's not their theory, but they're bringing up because of other people that they shared other people's theories. So it's third party that this could be an invasion coming our way. Well, that sounds pretty low tech and kind of like we're coming at you from a few billion miles away, and you can watch us coming at you. It's like, that's very unrealistic for an invasion. If they want to invade us, they would probably do something a little more surprising. But anyways, that being said, when it arrives here, I see a flip of the script, meaning all of a sudden it will all of a sudden be, the story will all of a sudden switch from something coming at us directly, now flipping the script, it'll all of a sudden be, oh, it's coming here towards the Earth, it's now going to be visible, and all of a sudden it's going to be a visible ship, and it's coming into our visual screen, our visual capability, you know, humans can see it. The funny thing is that I don't think whatever that is that's out there is actually what we're going to, if we see something, I don't think we are going to be, I think we're going to be tricked, thinking it's an invasion, but something else actually may come up and replace it, and I think that thing will be man-made, if this even happens. I'm 50-50 on this, folks. I'm not believing that it is going to happen, and I'm not saying it won't. I just don't know. But a lot of people are seeing, they're kind of behaving like it's a new version of War of the Worlds. And it's going to sound convincing. A lot of people are going to say, oh, it's definitely here. There's the psychology that they're going to produce in their stories is very believable. But if it does happen, folks, I'm going to say I don't trust it. And I would dare say that this might be a part of within the storyline itself, Project Bluebeam that they were threatening about may say, oh, it's here, and they'll project this gigantic thing onto to the outer sky and try to trick people in thinking it is here, we're going to be invaded, but it's just an image, not actually a physical ship. That's one scenario. I think that would be the most likely if it even happens, and I'm at no more than 20% sure that it could. The other 80% is probably not. A physical ship that appeared man-made, smaller one, possibly yes. That 30 to 40% sure that that could happen. No, nowhere any more than that, just that much. So it's most likely no for both. I'm not ruling it out. I'm just saying I'm not believing that it's going to be specifically for us. My suspicion is that whatever it is going to continue on, and just even if it is within our gravitational field of our Earth and or other planet or the sun's gravitational field, if there is even a gravitational field. I've been kind of wondering about that. That being said, that could alter its trajectory, but that doesn't mean that the altered trajectory means that it's under its own power. It could still be just a gigantic asteroid traveling along on a lone path. So, folks, for right now, I'm over 50%, over 65% sure, maybe even 70% sure that this is another one. Some people humorously call it a nothing burger. So that's what I would say is relax. A few people are actually starting to now say that something's going to be happening in next month in September, maybe even into later into October. If I look forward in my mind, in my imagination into October, Halloween is going to come and go, folks. My birthday in October is going to come and go. No biggie. So if that doesn't give you a small idea of where we're going, it's, yeah, it's I'd say it's a I'd say it's a, unfortunately hype. Could be wrong, so I won't rule it out, but that's what I'm seeing. What we really should be looking for is a change in the banks, change in the bigger businesses, and people are still using the banks and using the businesses as if there is no problem with the banks and what they're doing. That's the big one. And right now, all they're talking about is more and more Bitcoin being moved in digital currency. And digital currency is coming. It's already here. The United States is the only one that's like fighting it for some reason, but so we'll see how that goes. But the banking system is what needs to be put into a serious check. But right now, that's being ignored. So that's my biggest. That's where my focus is watching that one. All right, folks. So that's it. It's like I said, this whatever it is that might be coming towards us called the Atlas, I'm between 65 and 70% sure it's a nothing burger. That's just my opinion, and if I'm wrong, I'll admit it and I will apologize. All right, talk with you folks in the next one.